Sri Kshetra. Sri means Sri Devi or Lakshmi, the Srup Shakti of Lord Vishnu. That tract of land which is influenced by the Sri Shakti is known as Sri Kshetra. Sri Devi is a partial expansion of Srimati Radharani. According to the devotees who worship the Lord in Madhurya Ras, this place has manifested the influence of the topmost class of Seva, Madhurya and Audharya. The province of Utkal Desh is divided into four parts, which represent the four weapons of Vishnu. These four kshetras are known as Shankh Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, Padma Kshetra, the village of Konark, Chakra Kshetra, Bhuvaneshwara, and Gada Kshetra, Jajapur, where the Viraja Devi temple is. Puri is known as Shankh Kshetra because its shape resembles a conch shell. Of the four kshetras, Shankh Kshetra is very special, as the Lord Himself in His Archavigraha form is residing here on the bank of the ocean, on top of the Blue Mountain. We're just hearing some of the itihas, glories of this holy place. This is from the Skanda Puran. This particular quote's from Vaishnav Tantra. Mathura Dwarka Lila Yakoroti Chagokule Nilachala Stita Krishna Staeva Charati Prabhu. Whatever pastimes Sri Krishna performs in Golok, Mathura, and Dwarka, all these pastimes he also manifests in Nilachala Dham. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the glories of Puri Dham are described as follows. This is a conversation between Sri Krishna and Lord Shiva. Purushottam Kshetra, so we've heard a few names of this place, Sri Kshetra, Shankh Kshetra, Purushottam Kshetra. It's the abode of the Supreme Person. It has the most pleasing and peaceful atmosphere. Do you agree with that? Is it because of the ocean, the waves, and it seems to be quite pleasing. It seems it's Radharani's mercy. Even at the time of cosmic annihilation, this place remains intact, unchanged. I reside there eternally, and I daily receive opulent offerings of foodstuffs. All living entities here possess four-handed forms, although they're only visible to the demigods. The act of sleeping here is equivalent to deep meditation or samadhi. So that's the benefit of sleeping here. So sleep on and have a good time. Similarly, simply by taking a lying posture here, you will receive the pious credit of offering dandavats to the deities. So that's before you sleep. Before you sleep, you lie down and you get dandavat. And then once you sleep, then you get the mercy and benediction of a samadhi. That's one way to attain samadhi. Simply walking here is the same as doing parikrama, production. So we just did Govardhan parikrama, Vrindavan parikrama, Purushottam parikrama, Varsana parikrama. And all the speeches here are equivalent to glorification of the Supreme Lord. If one eats fish here, although we don't recommend it, if one eats fish here, it is the same as eating sacrificial vegetarian food, Havishya. This place is very dear to me, and it is also known by my name, Purushottam Kshetra. All the residents here are my equals. Of course, Krishna, Vrijvasis, sometimes they give Krishna a hard time also. The Vrijvasi, the Matajis, when he rips off their yogurt and breaks their pots, they give him some hard words. So here, the Lord of all the universes, he splendidly manifests in a spiritual form of wood. God is pretending to be made of wood. That actually he is personally protecting the kingdom of Orissa. The goddess of fortune personally cooks all his meals. And whatever he has eaten, the Lord distributes his remnants. Even an ass in Jagannath Puri, when he dies, he becomes a four-armed resident of Vaikuntha. Well, that's nice. There's some hope for us. You know, ass, gada, donkey. He will become a Vaikunthavasi. That's nice. Anyone who goes to Jagannath Puri once is never born again. Haribo. Jai Jagannath.
Jai.
Jagannath Swami Ki.
Jai.
There's different names of Jagannath Puri. Four important dhams in India, in the four directions, and they were established in different yugas. In Satya Yuga, the Supreme Lord appeared where? In Badrinath, as Badri Narayan. In Dwapara Yuga, the Lord appeared where? Well, he did appear in Gokul. But in terms of the four directions and four different yugas, in Dwapara Yuga, he performed his pastimes as Dwarkanath. In Treta Yuga, the Lord performed his pastimes as Lord Ramachandra and Rameshwar. In all these yugas, the Lord appeared in a human form. Badri Narayan and Dwarkadish Krishna and Ram. But in the age of Kali, the Lord has appeared as Jagannath in his deity form. Jagannath is very important for the people of this age. Among the four holy dhams, Badri Dham, Dwarka Dham, Rameshwar Dham, and Puri Dham, Jagannath Puri is the greatest. After visiting all the dhams, one must visit Jagannath Puri to attain the fruits of pilgrimage. There is a saying, the Lord takes his bath in Badri Dham. In Dwarka Dham, he puts on his dress. In Puri, he eats, and Rameshwaram, the Lord goes to sleep. Well, that's an interesting sting. Puri Dham, it's called Puri Dham. One who lives in Puri is known as the Purusha. Puri for Purusha. He's a Parama Purusha. In this Dham, everything is Purni. Puri or Purni. Om Purnamadam Purnamadam. Everything is Purna or complete. Why? Everything is complete here, or Puri, or Purushottam, because of the presence of Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe. It's called Shankshetra because it's geographically shaped like a conch shell. It's also called Dasha Avatar Kshetra. The Lord originally manifests as different avatars in Jagannath Puri, and then goes to another place to perform the pastimes associated with that avatar. When the Lord finishes his job of protecting the earth, again the Lord returns to Puri. It's also called Bhoma Vaikuntha. The Lord descends along with his abode and associates his earthly planet. But in some places, even in this material world, the Lord resides eternally in his archa avatar form along with his dham. This place is Vaikuntha in the earthly planetary systems. Kapila Samhita says, Sakshat Vaikuntha Rupam Tat Kshetram Shri Purushottama Kshetranam Api Kshetram Cha Tirtanam Api Yadvaram. The tract of land known as Shri Purushottam Kshetra is a direct manifestation of Vaikuntha. It is the best of all Kshetras and Tirthas. So this is Vaikuntha, direct manifestation, Sakshat. Sakshat Vaikuntha Rupam Tat. That's why the demigods, they see the residents of Jagannath Puri as having four arms, because Chaturbhuj, people in Vaikuntha have four arms. This is from the Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20, verse 2, 12, and 15. Matarate Keshavera Nitya Sanidhana Nilachale Purushottam Jagannathanam. Lord Keshav eternally resides at Mathura, and Lord Purushottam, known by the name of Jagannath, eternally resides at Nilachala. Even though every form of the Lord has his own abode in the spiritual sky, Still, some have their own place here in this Brahmanda also. In Mathura, the Lord resides as Keshava. In Nilachal, Purushottam Kshetra, he resides as Jagannath. This is also called Nilachaladham, because Achala means, Chala means almost like Hindi, Chala Chala means to move. So a mountain doesn't move. So it's called Achala. Sundarachala, Nilachala. It's another name for mountain. So this is an unmoving blue mountain. The Lord resides there, Nilachala. It's called Purushottam Kshetra. It's called Sri Kshetra. Sri, another reason for Sri, it indicates the first or the greatest among all. Among the Chatur Dham, Puri, Badrikashram, Jorak, and Rameshwaram, among these four Dhams, Puri Dham is considered the greatest. Thus it's known as Sri Kshetra. This is also called Bhuswarga, which means it's heaven on earth. That's the phrase people often use to describe some mundane apartment house. And it's also called Nrsingha Kshetra, because after completing the construction of Sri Mandir back in Satyuga, King Indrajumna went to Brahmaloka to invite Brahma for the Pran Pratishtha. Brahma performed the yajna, and from that yajna, fearsome form of Lord Nrsingadev appeared. He had seven hooded Anata Shesh on the top of his head. Have you seen in Mayapur, there's a deity of Lord Nrsingadev?
Yes, ma'am.
In ISKCON?
Yes, ma'am.
And behind there's a silver, like, deity of Anata Shesh.
Yes.
I don't know how many heads. He maybe has nine heads or so. But it's like that. So Nrsingha had all those heads. The King Indrajumna was very frightened. And the Lord, being merciful, immediately accepted a very peaceful form of Narayan. It's about the Mahasagar. Mahasagar Aki.
Jai.
It's also called the ocean. It says here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to like to perform his sankirtan upon the ocean shores. He established his residence near the beach and was always swimming in the ocean of devotional bliss. The ocean experienced indescribable ecstasy having the Lord's close association. Hence, Sri Rama, or Lakshmi Devi, was born out of the ocean. Whatever sins the residents of Nilachala may commit become completely cleansed simply by bathing in the ocean. Sri Ganga Devi, calculating the value of this golden opportunity, races swiftly down from the Himalayas in order to merge herself, in order to merge herself in the ocean at Puri. The presence of Sri Krishna Chaitanya blessed the ocean and purified her waters. There are seven oceans in this universe. The ocean at Puri is known as Lavan. Lavan Samudra, the ocean of salty water. There's some whole story about these oceans. There's different oceans. There's the Lavan Ocean, salt water. Ikshu Ocean, which is sugarcane juice. Sura Samudra, ocean of wine. Grita Samudra, ocean of ghee. Dadi Samudra, ocean of yogurt. Dugda Samudra, ocean of milk. Swadudaka, sweet water ocean. Udak means water, swa. Good tasting water. Sweet water ocean. These seven oceans surround the seven islands, and all of them lamented due to the separation from each other and from their beloved mother. It was all passing. One should take bath in this Mahodadi. It's called Mahodadi. When visiting Puri, the ocean is one of the Pancha Tirthas of Puri Dham. He was mentioning that this morning in Markandeya Sarovar about the Pancha Tirtha. Remember? Sweta Ganga, Markandeya Sarovara. So the ocean is one of the Pancha Tirthas. Taking bath here purifies one of all their sins. Skanda Puran says, Anya tirte kritam papam sindhu tire vinashiti sindhu tire kritam papam sindhu snanad vinashiti. If someone has committed sins in other holy places, just by coming to the shore of the Mahodadi, he'll be free from all those sins. This is the shore of the ocean. If someone commits sin near Mahodadi, then he'll be purified by taking bath in Mahodadi. This is the pranam mantra to Mahodadi. You can repeat after me. Tirtha Raja Namastubhyam Jalarupaya Vishnave Jivanaya Chajantunam Paranirvana Hetave Janmakoti Sahasreshu Yatpapam Puram Arjitam Tadashesham Layam Yatu Dehi Me Brahma Shashvatam. I offer my respectful obeisances to this king of tirthas, which has taken the form of water. Jantu Paranirvana. And one will receive all knowledge and attain the supreme nirvana. In thousands, janmakoti, thousands or millions of births, papam purvam, all the sins, previous sins from thousands of births, arjitam means, one will be purged of all his sins, prior sins, purvam, previous sins from thousands of millions of lives, tada shesham laya yato dehi. And this dehi, may I attain the eternal Brahman, or please bless me that I become free from all my sins, become fixed on the spiritual platform. Mahasagar ki
jai.
This is sea bathing at Golden Beach. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarasam asmi sagara. Of bodies of water, I am the ocean. So this is Krishna. See, that's Krishna out there. Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas in the sea, and he declared, from this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site. The first day Mahaprabhu arrived in Puri, he bathed in the sea with all his devotees. Lord Chaitanya's basic daily schedule was to visit the temple, chant and dance before Lord Jagannath in the morning, spend some time at Siddhabokul discussing Lord Krishna with Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Rupa Goswamis, and then to the ocean for bathing and performance of his noon duties. Whenever visiting devotees arrived in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya would order them to bathe in the ocean. He said to the Bengali Vaishnavas, quote, go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple. After doing so, please come back here and take your lunch. Other devotees would regularly bathe in the sea. Rupa Goswami went to bathe in the sea after writing his famous palm leaf verse. So, Rupa Goswami is also bathing in this ocean. When Raghunath Das finally joined Sri Chaitanya, the Lord told him, go bathe in the sea, see Lord Jagannath, and return to take your meal. So we did that. We saw Lord Jagannath. And then we bathed in the sea and we took our meal. Often after ecstatic kirtan performances, Lord Chaitanya's devotees would bathe in the sea to relieve their fatigue. Understanding the fatigue of the devotees, Sri Chaitanya stopped the congregational chanting and bathed in the sea, accompanied by all the devotees. Before bathing, Sri Chaitanya would sometimes enjoy swimming and playing, especially after the kirtan performed at Haridas Thakur's samadhi, wherein it is described. After sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water with great happiness. So this is the result of a festival, whether it's an Avirbhav, an appearance festival of the Lord, Janmastami or Gaur Purnim or Radhastami or Vaman Dwadasi or Nrisingha Chaturdasi, the Avirbhav Tithi of the Lord. It's called Utsav. It means festival. Usually it's described as being Mahotsav, Maha Utsav, a very great festival. So what goes into making a festival? First of all, you have to have an object of worship. and you have to have worshippers. So the supreme object of worship is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. And the worship is conducted by his loving servitors. So these are the object of service and the servitor. And then there has to be some puja, some worship of the Lord, some arti, some puja, some kirtan, some bhajan, some harikatha, some Bhagavat Pat, or some Ramayana, Mahabharata, or Srimad Bhagavatam recital, more kirtan, and then Mahaprasad, Vaishnav Seva, Prasad Seva. So when these festivals are observed, then everyone finds great happiness. They become thrilled, generally. All these combinations of transcendental experiences, they really fill the devotee's heart with happiness and satisfaction. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now this wasn't an Avarbhav, this was Tirabhav, the disappearance celebration of Haridas Thakur, which was personally conducted by Lord Chaitanya. He carried the body, he did the puja himself, he did the puja of the holy form of Haridas Thakur. He personally, with his own hands, he dug in the sand. You can try digging in the sand. So imagine if you're digging a hole big enough to bury someone. So it's a lot of endeavor. It's not easy to dig a big hole in the sand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this for his devotee Haridas Thakur. And then he had kirtan there, and he spoke about the glories of Haridas Thakur. And then he went and begged alms and food from all the shopkeepers, sweets and grains and flour. They prepared a big feast for Haridas Thakur and distributed it to all the devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he celebrated a Tirubhav Utsav, Tirubhav Mahotsav, Disappearance Day Festival for Haridas Thakur. And then afterwards he felt great jubilation. He went in the ocean, he was swimming in the ocean of happiness, in the ocean of Vaishnav Sevananda, Sevananda Sindhu, the ocean of blissful service of the Vaishnavas. Actually, one experience is when a devotee actually serves Vaishnavas, he feels so happy, isn't it? And even if you serve and all the prasadam is served out, you think, okay, no problem, all the devotees got prasadam, let me take rest. And then you take rest and you feel happy. And of course, needless to say, the next day at breakfast you have a very good appetite because you missed the yesterday's meal. So then you eat very happily and you really relish that mahaprasadam. That's the best type of mahaprasad seva. Separation increases the joy of meeting. So there's nothing better to increase the taste of prasadam than hunger. So we have to be hungry for Krishna. That's a good sign. We must develop Trishna for Krishna. Intensive thirst to taste the rasa in Krishna Nam, Bhakti Ras, Nam Ras. Thirsty to taste the rasa in Krishna's holy name. Beach pass, this is all about sea bathing and golden beach. Beach pastimes. After seeing the sand dunes at Shatak Parvat, seeing them as Govardhan Hill, Lord Chaitanya took an ocean bath. One day Govinda, Jagannanda, Shankara, Mukunda all went to bathe in the sea. They could hear Chota Haridas, who had already committed suicide, singing from a distant place. When Lord Chaitanya returned from his South Indian tour, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met him on the beach with great pleasure. One day while going to the beach, Chaitanya suddenly saw a flower garden. He mistook that garden for Vrindavan and very quickly entered it. Absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna, he wandered throughout the garden searching for Krishna. He quoted many Shastric verses where the gopis ask all the moving and non-moving forest creatures, "Have you seen Krishna pass by here?" While walking along the seashore, Lord Chaitanya suddenly saw the sea. Brightened by the shining light of the moon, the high waves of the sea glittered like the water, glittered and sparkled like the waters of the Yamuna River. Mistaking the sea for the Yamuna, Mahavu ran swiftly and jumped into the water, unseen by the others. Later, the devotees arrived at the seashore and split up to search the beach and water for the whereabouts of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya was spending 24 years or half of his life he spent searching for Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey.
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshama.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima.
So as Krishna, deeply absorbed in Radha Bhav, in the form of Mahavrupa, was searching for Krishna, then Lord Chaitanya enacted this pastime of getting lost and separating himself from all the devotees in Puri, and they were all running in different directions trying to find him, because he jumped into the Samudra, into this Mahodadi, this Mahasagar. He jumped into the ocean and went deep into the Vrindavan pastimes. Devotees split up into different groups. Some went south, some went north, looking for Lord Chaitanya, and experiencing great pangs of separation in his absence. Meanwhile, hoping to see the water pastimes of Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, Sri Chaitanya floated 19 miles north to Konark Beach. The fishermen caught the Lord in his net and brought him to shore. These are verses comparing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to the ocean. While thus living at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu floated all day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. So next time you float in this Mahasagar, you can say, okay, my dear Lord, my body is floating in this ocean, suspended by the colloidal arrangement of the salt and the salt water. I'm able to float on this water quite effortlessly. But when, oh when, will that day come when I'm, as it says here, day and night floating in the ocean of separation from Krishna? Where is Krishna? Krishna, are you in my japa bag? Is anybody awake?
Yes, Maharaj.
Krishna, are you in my japa bag? Krishna, are you in my mind? Krishna, are you in my heart? Krishna, are you in my eyes? Krishna, are you in my ears? He's everywhere and he's nowhere. He's known and he's unknown. This is the paradox of Bhagavan. Bhagavan's paradox. He's everywhere and he's nowhere. He's known and he's unknown. Where is Krishna? As the wind can carry away but a drop of water of the ocean, a living entity can only touch a particle of the ocean of love of Krishna. Endless waves arise moment after moment in that ocean of love. How can an insignificant living entity estimate their limits? The ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya is immeasurable and unfathomable. Who can take the courage to measure that great ocean? It is not possible to dip into that great ocean, but its sweet, mellow flavor attracts my mind. I therefore stand on the shore of that ocean to try to taste a drop of it. So this is the ocean of love, and the ocean of devotional service. So this is some discussion about prasadam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eating, or let's say, honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad. And then he was inquiring from the devotees about the marvelous taste of the prasadam. Since everyone had previously tasted all the basic ingredients of the prasadam, sometimes our material mind, when they're taking prasadam, they say, "Oh, what's in this?" And they start analyzing the prasadam. They're taking some sweet rice and they're analyzing, "What is this taste? What is this taste? What is this taste? Oh, my mind is telling me there's some elaichi here. There's a distinctive aroma and taste of gur, camphor. Oh, and I think maybe there's some jaifal here, or nutmeg. And in this sabji there's lots of sorso beech here, lots of mustard, and there's lots of ginger here." Analyze like this minutely the different aspects. But in this discussion from Anti Lila chapter 16, it's called "The Lord Tastes Nectar, Amrit Swad." Bhagavan Amrit Swad, he tastes nectar. So then, while Lord Chaitanya was also engaged in the same activity, every day we're eating Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his followers are honoring Mahaprasadam, Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And this is some discussion they had one day. They stopped in the middle of prasadam, or maybe at the end, whatever. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, what do you make of this prasadam?" Besides saying, "Wow, this is really good. More, more, more. Anore, give me more, we always want more." We don't stop to think what more we want. What more is it that we want? That we have to see. So this Mahaprabhu is telling this in verse 114. Aneka sukriteya hanache samprapti savaye aswarakara kari mahabhakti. This prasadam has been made available only as a result of many pious activities. Now taste this Mahaprasadam with great faith and devotion. Mahabhakti. Kari Mahabhakti. Swad. Aswada. Aswada kara kari. Mahabhakti. Aneka. Aneka sukriti. Hanache samprapti. We're sitting here, all of us, honoring this Mahaprasad because of some aneka sukriti, some maha sukriti, great, great sukriti. Somehow we've been allowed and permitted to enter this holy dham, Sri Khetra Dham, Jagannath Puri, Sri Purushottam Khetra Dham, and sit down at the lotus feet of Krishna in the form of Mahaprasadam, honor that Mahaprasadam. And when you first sit down, you say, "Oh, I don't have any asan, and I feel uncomfortable." But after a couple of minutes of honoring Mahaprasadam, you forget about your asan. And before you know it, you're flying in the sky, doing a TM levitation course. TM levitation course, or a hopping course. You're literally bouncing out the floor in ecstasy after about the 10th mouthful of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Let's say honorable mouthful. 10th honorable mouthful of Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Because we're not supposed to devour or consume prasadam, we're supposed to serve prasadam. And we're not supposed to devour or consume other living entities. But the material world is based on consuming and devouring other living entities. It's called the plane of exploitation. So therefore, there's a very common phrase, consumerism. This product is made for the consumers. So the producers, the manufacturers, and the retailers are consuming your energy, consuming your time by luring you into their shops to buy all these useless items, and are consuming your life by consuming your money, which is your hard labor, which is the spending of your breath. So we're consumers. We are consuming and we're being consumed. And our body itself is being consumed by the Agni. And Jadaragni is burning up the body. So we are being consumed and we are consuming others. But prasadam is not to be consumed, it's to be served. We don't devour the Lord, we serve the Lord. We don't devour or consume other devotees, but we serve the Vaishnavas. So it's quite opposite. The plane of the spiritual world is called the atmosphere or the plane of dedication. Everyone is cooperative. Everyone is grateful. And everyone is serving one another. There's no consumers, no consumerism in the spiritual world. Everyone is serving. Seva. Prasad Seva. You ever heard this term, Seva?
Yes.
Prasad Seva. Vaishnav?
Seva.
Seva. Thakurji?
Seva.
Bhagavan?
Seva.
Nam?
Seva.
Dham?
Seva.
Everything Seva. Right? Guru Seva. So everywhere is Seva, nowhere Bhog. We don't say Dham Bhog, Nam Bhog, Guru Bhog, Krishna Bhagavan Bhog. This is all exploitation. This is the wrong thing. So the whole material world is based on wrong conception, misconception, hazy conception of reality, foggy conception. So much fog we saw the other day. 6-hour drive to Ekachakra. It was amazing. Unforgettable experience, right?
Experience.
Especially the BSVs, the backseat Vaishnavas. As in India, everything has an abbreviation. SP, PC, SPC, DC, DPM, CM. Now it says, Krishna's Kaviraj intervenes to narrate the scene because the Lord is talking about it. Now he stopped talking and started honoring. He said, listen everyone, this is only by great fortune we got all this wonderful prasadam. Okay. And he starts honoring the prasadam. So now he's not speaking anymore, so Krishna's Kaviraj has to pick up the thread of the story. So then he says, Hari Dwani Kari Sabe Kahila Ashwadhan Ashwadite Preme Mata Haila Sabharaman. Loudly chanting the holy name of
Hari.
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 All the devotees tasted the prasad. As they tasted it, their minds became mad in the ecstasy of love. Ashwadite preme mata sabaramhan. Sabara means sub. Everyone's man, everyone's mind, everyone's heart became preme unmata. Unmata. Totally mad, intoxicated with love. Prema veshe mahaprabhu jabe agyadhila ramananda rai shloka parite lagila. In ecstatic love, Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy to recite some verses. Thus, Ramananda Roy spoke as follows. So, Ramananda Roy, of course, is... Who is he or she?
Vishakha Sakhi.
So here, Radharani is ordering Vishakha. Krishna's in Radha Bhav. Basically in the mood, Bhav and Kanti of Radharani, so there's not much left. Bhav is inside and Kanti is outside. Kanti means your effulgence, your complexion, golden complexion. Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi. Gaurangi Radha, Gaurangi Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
So it's Radha Kanti, Radha Bhav. So inside, a man is made of inside and outside, the internal man and external man, the covering and the heart. So the heart of Radharani is Radha Bhav. Krishna was experiencing that, and the covering or the transcendental form of Radharani is golden, Kanti, Gaurangi Kanti, Gaura Kanti, Gaura Kanti. So Krishna took on the Kanti and the Bhava of Radharani, the form. She's golden, Mahaprabhu is golden. So this golden lord, Radharani, Gauranga, is asking Ramananda Roy, asking Vishakha. So who is always standing right next to Radharani?
Vishakha.
Who is born on the same day as Radharani?
Vishakha.
Who is born the same time as Radharani?
Vishakha.
Who has the same color as Radharani?
Vishakha.
Who has the same mood of bhava as Radharani?
Vishakha.
Vishakha. So she's right there. And then Lita, she stands near Krishna. Because that's like the policeman always stands next to the criminal. When the policeman puts handcuffs on the criminal, he doesn't let him wander here and there, right? He puts handcuffs on him and he holds him by the arm, right? Hey, come on, right? You know, he holds him by the arm and puts a gun behind him. If he's a bad, move. So Lalita Sakhi is there keeping her hand on Krishna. Don't let him go anywhere. Don't let him get out of line. So she's controlling him very nicely. Lalita. Lalita Sakhi Ki.
Jai.
So now Vishakha is going to recite some verses for the happiness of Radharani, while Radharani is taking what? Krishna Prasad. Radharani is honoring Krishna Prasad and relishing the wonderful sweet taste of Krishna in the form Prasadam. And then she wants to increase the, because her tongue is relishing, her mind is relishing, her heart is relishing, but her ears, you can't eat with your ears. But you can eat Hari Katha with your ears. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. So this Katha, Hari Katha, is like Amrit. It's Jiva Amrit, the Jivatma. The Jivatma, the very Atma, the very core of our existence, our very being, our heart being, our eternal nature, soul nature, Jivera Surapaya Krishna Nitya Das, Das Das Anandas, our eternal nature, our eternal soul finds great happiness and thrill and fulfillment in hearing the sweet, and relishing and drinking the sweet nectar of Harikatha. People ask the question, how can you drink words? How can you drink vibration? You drink liquids, rasam. Rasam is something you drink. But in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second verse, it says, Pibata Rasalayam. It says, this topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are Pibata. Pibata Rasalayam. They are of rasa. These topics are rasas. This is Shabda Ras. Shabda Ras. This is Shabda means sound vibration. This is Shabda Brahman, transcendental vibration, which is full of ras. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. So this jivatma gets relish, gets rasa, and relish and pleasure, and actually taste. We actually taste the Harikatha. When one is hearing Harikatha in the association of a very advanced devotee, then his heart melts, and his mind feels as if he's being bathed in nectar. Feels like someone's just pouring cool nectar on his head. His head feels it just nectar is flowing over his brain, and he feels so satisfied and so fulfilled and so relaxed and so joyful that he never wants to leave that holy association of that rustic saint. And so someday maybe you'll all have that experience of being in association and understand what that means. So this responding to the request of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishakha Sakhi, Ramananda Roy said, Suratavardhanam shokanashanam soritavenuna shushtuchambitam itararaga vismaran vitaraviranaste dharamritam. This is actually from the Gopi Geet, Gopi's songs in separation. So when Krishna left the rasa dance with Radharani and then ultimately left Radharani, then all the gopis, they found Radharani, then together with Radharani, they were searching for Krishna along the Jamuna Pulina, the banks of the Jamuna. They left the Rasasthali, they're going here and there looking for Krishna. So in their mood of their intense agony of separation from their beloved Sham, then they spoke this verse, Suratavardhanam Shukanashanam. O hero of charity, please deliver unto us the nectar of your lips. That nectar increases lusty desires for enjoyment and diminishes lamentation in the material world. Kindly give us the nectar of your lips, which are touched by your transcendentally vibrating flute. For that nectar of your lips makes all human beings forget all their attachments. So that's the Adhara Amritam. Adhara Amritam. The nectar of lips. They want vira, like dhanavira. We say dhanavira. Dhanavira, dhan means, of course, charity, and vira means strength, like same as English, virility. Or a very powerful poison is called virulent, or vira. Vira means powerful, strong. Dhanavira, one of those greatly powerful and very charitable person, very generous person, is called dhanavira. So it's, the gopis are saying, you're very charitable, and we want some charity, but we don't want gold coins, we don't want land, we don't want rare gems and jewels, we don't want cows, or highly ornamented cows with silk blankets on their back, and gold painted hooves and horns, and pearl necklaces hanging from their necks. We don't want vast acres of land. We're not begging for anything very extraordinary. We're begging for something very simple that you have within your possession. You don't have to work hard to get this charity. You don't have to do investments and export business and import business to amass a fortune in this particular category, and we'll beg some of that charity. The charity we want is simply a few kisses. Chumbitam. Chumbitam dan. We want chumbitam. Chumbitam dan. We want the charity, the donation of a few kisses. And if we get that, we'll be satisfied. Surata vardhanam. Surata actually means increases the erotic pleasure. Mahaprabhu and Radhabhav, Radharani, is tasting the nectar of Krishna's lips in the form of his prasadam. And then understanding the bhav, that Radhabhav, that Krishna is wanting to relish and experience more and more, which he's experiencing through his tongue. And then Vishakha, Ramananda Roy, pours nectar into Mahaprabhu's ears by enhancing that experience, by reminding Krishna about this suratavardhanam, shokanashanam. Shokanash, shok nash. Shok means lamentation, agony. Nash means destroy. So you increase, when we are with you, you increase our erotic enjoyment, erotic pleasure. And by that, all of our lamentation, we forget everything. Whatever anxiety and agony we felt in your separation is immediately forgotten as soon as you kiss us and embrace us and engage with us in confidential pastimes. Shloka Shuni Mahaprabhu Mahatushta Haila Radhara Utkanta Shloka Parite Lagila. After hearing Ramananda Roy quote this verse, Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Mahatushta Toshan Tushti. He then, Mahaprabhu, recited the following verse which had been spoken by Radharani in great anxiety. Srungovinda Lilamrita. Brajatu Lalakulan Ganatara Ras Ali Trishna Rajatula Kulanganate Kulanganetara Rasali Trishnahar Pradivyad Adaramrita Sukriti Labhya Fela Lavaha Sudha Jid Ahivalika Sudala Vitika Charvita Same Madana Mohana Sakitanoti Jiva Spriham. Radharani said, "Oh Saki, the all-surpassing nectar from the lips of Govinda can be obtained only after many, many pious activities. For the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan, that nectar vanquishes the desire for all other tastes. Madan Mohan always chooses pan that surpasses the nectar of heaven. He is certainly increasing the desires of my tongue. Snoti jiva spriham." This is one level of taking Mahaprasadam. We have our, there's the neophyte experience, the Madhyam experience, and the Uttam experience. There's this semi-conscious experience, prasadam experience, the conscious prasadam experience, then the super-conscious prasadam experience, and then there's the transcendental experience. So this is the, in other words, if you want to know, we're sitting and taking Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And the same activity was done here in the same place 520 years ago by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was sitting and taking the same Mahaprasad, cooked by the same Lakshmi Devi, in the same place. Well, when we take Mahaprasadam, I don't think we have this experience. But if you want to know, we have our experience in what our tongue feels, our mind feels, our senses feel, that we understand individually. But if you might ask the question, well, How does Radharani feel when she takes Krishna's remnants? Because all devotees take Krishna's remnants. Krishna Prasad, Mahaprasad, Thakurji Mahaprasad, Govindaji Mahaprasad, Venkateshwara Mahaprasad, Balaji Mahaprasad, Giriraj Mahaprasad, Radhasham Sundar Mahaprasad. Okay, we take. First it's offered to Krishna. Radharani cooks and offers everything to Krishna. Then the remnants are distributed to Radharani and Ashtashakis and Shakti Vrinda, and then they distribute to the Mandris, and then they give to the other, their servitors, and like this. So we might ask the question, wow, I wonder what it'd be like, this When Lord Chaitanya was sitting here in Puri, I'm sitting here in Puri, he was taking that same Mahaprasadam, I'm taking that same Mahaprasadam. This Mahaprasadam was cooked by Lakshmi or Radharani, whomever, then and same now. And what does Radharani experience when she honors Krishna's remnants? Well, the Krishna's Kaviraj is giving us a peek into that experience. This is what she experiences. Krishna Dara Amritam, the nectar of Krishna's lips. Inconceivable and indescribable. So, the sweet ball cannot tell you how sweet it is, right? Can a sweet ball tell you how sweet it is?
No.
The tongue can tell, some outside agent. So, Radharani, Mahaprabhu and Radhababa is experiencing the sweetness of Krishna's lips, but she's become one with that sweetness. She can't describe it. So she turns to Vishakha and says, there is no difference. You're a Vishakha. Vishakha means no branch. Shaka means branch. Yantascha, Bahushaka. Bahushaka and Yantascha. The mind has so many branches. But she's Vishakha means without. Without branch. There is no branch. There's one trunk and no branches. One trunk and no branches. So one trunk Radharani, one trunk Vishakha. No branch. No difference. So Vishakha knows Radharani's heart, knows Radharani's mood, and knows exactly what Radharani's feeling when she's taking prasadam. So therefore Vishakha, Ramananda Roy, can fulfill the need of the hour. They say the need of the hour, the need of the times, by supplying the perfect verse to enhance and increase the internal nourishment and ecstatic experience of Mahaprabhu at this glorious moment of taking, honoring Jagannath Mahaprasad and experiencing that this Mahaprasad that I'm taking, I'm experiencing and I'm realizing that this is the same as kissing Krishna's lips. This is not sweet rice. That's why when we serve prasadam, we give different names to it. We don't say rice, we say Krishna. Is Radharani kissing the lips of rice?
No.
She's kissing the lips of dal? Sweet dal, no, sweet lips. Madhur amritam. Madhur adara. Madhur adara amritam. The sweet lips of, the nectarine sweet lips of Krishna. Madhur. Madhur adara amritam. So, that's why we give names to the different. This is rice is Krishna, and sabji is Radharani, and chutney is Gauranga, whatever, I forget. We had last year we had fixed names. So we say Krishna, Krishna, Radha, Radha, Nitai, Nitai, like this. We had to set the standard again. So this is what Radharani is experiencing, that she's taking Mahaprasad as we are, but she's directly experiencing the taste. So when Radharani's in Nandagaon, after she cooks Krishna's breakfast in Pratakal in the morning between 6 and 8:25 or 8:30, 6 in the morning, around 7 o'clock, 7 a.m., Krishna takes his prasadam, which Radharani cooks in Krishna's house, in Krishna's kitchen, or Rohini's kitchen, Yashoda's kitchen. And then later, Radharani sits and eats that prasadam. So what does she feel? How does she feel? What is going on in her mind when she takes that prasadam? We can ask ourselves, how do we feel? What is going on in our mind when we take prasadam? Nothing's going on in our mind. Because we're unconscious. Everything's going on with our hands and mouth. And ha 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 ha. Rice dal, rice and dal, rice and dal. More, more, more. Kheer, rice dal, kheer, rice dal, kheer, rice dal. So this is extraordinary description. He became very satisfied. Then he recited this verse. My dear friend, the all-surpassing nectar from the lips of Krishna can be attained only by many pious activities. For the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan, that nectar vanquishes the desire for all their taste. Eta kahi gora prabhu bhava vishtahan dui shloker artakare pralapa karya. After saying this, Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed by ecstatic loving emotions, talking like a madman, and began to explain the meaning of these two verses. So now, I didn't see anybody go mad yet. You only have one day left, one or two days left to take Mahaprasad and go mad. Of course, living in Delhi means you're mad.
Special mercy on Delhi.
Living in Delhi means certified mad. Certified puggle. But unfortunately, we haven't seen any of you exhibit your mad symptoms. Tano mana karaya shobha, badhaya surata lobha, harsha shokadi. Tano mana karaya shobha, badhaya surata lobha, harsha shokadi bhara vinashai. Pasaraya anya ras, jagatkari atma vash, laja dharma dharya. Karek Shai Nagara Shuna Tamara Adara Charita Mataya Narira Man Jiva Kare Akarshan Vicharate Sabha Viparita. Mahaprabhu said in this regard, my dear lover, let me describe some of the characteristics of your transcendental lips. Your lips, my dear Krishna, agitate the mind and body of everyone. They increase lusty desires for enjoyment. They destroy the burden of all material happiness and lamentation. And they make one forget all material tastes. The whole world falls under their control. They vanquish shame, religion, and patience, especially in women. Indeed, they inspire madness in the minds of all women. Your lips increase the greed of the tongue, and thus attract my tongue. Considering all this, we see that the activities of your transcendental lips are always paradoxical. Achukka narira kaya kahitivits vasya laj tomara adhara bhara drishtarai purushe kare akarshan apana vyaite man anya rasa savapasaraya. My dear Krishna, since you are male, it is not very extraordinary that the attraction of your lips can disturb the minds of women. But I am ashamed to say that your impudent lips sometimes attract even your flute, which, although it's considered male, it likes to drink the nectar of your lips, and thus it also forgets all their tastes. So there goes on so many verses about the nectar of Krishna's lips. Of course, this is way beyond anyone's possible dream, but at least we can understand. We get some faint glimpse into the unlimited ocean of nectar and waves of love that are forever crashing in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this very place in Jagannath Puri. Such a deep place of union and separation. They say that the Prem Nadi, the river of love, is flowing between two banks. One is the embankment of union, the other is the embankment of separation. Sambhog Milan and Viraha, separation. So Mahaprabhu, he's, in one sense, Radharani is separated from Krishna because there's only one here, Krishna. In the mood of Radharani, the Kanti of Radharani. Where is Krishna? Is Krishna in the temple? Momentarily seeing Krishna in the temple, and then losing sight, and then searching for Krishna in the ocean. This is really searching Kshetra. Kshetra, this is the place where we're searching. Some people here come and search for a good hotel. Some people search for a good meal. Some people search for a vegetarian restaurant. But at any rate, Mahaprabhu was searching for Krishna, searching for God, searching for Bhagavan. And this is a great theme of the sadhaka's life, search, a search for reality, the search for Sri Krishna, a search for liberation. So this, we're not searching for liberation. This is the Mayavad conception. Advaitin conception, search for liberation, mukti chahiye, mukti prapti. But we're searching for Krishna. Why? Just like of a mother, if a mother becomes separated from her child, she's in separation. And say she was in the Jagannath temple with her child, and somehow there was a big rush and a big crowd, and her child got separated. And then she couldn't find him in the temple, couldn't find him outside. And then she went outside, she started asking everyone, did you see a little boy He had a red jacket on and some white pants and a blue shirt. Did you see a little boy like that? And he had brown eyes and black hair like the other 1 billion people here. What color eyes did he have? Brown. What color hair? Black. Acha. That's a very distinguishing characteristic. There's only a billion people like that. So then he said like red pants and white pants and red shirt and like this. So then the shop owner, he said, no, he went that way. So then she goes a little further and stops. Did you see? Oh yeah, I saw he was going that way. And she keeps asking and getting answer. And ends up, she's directed to the beach. And she gets to the beach and she's looking vast. By this time it's been an hour or 2 hours she's separated from her son. And she's becoming a little exasperated. And great anxiety starting. Where was my son? I have to go back to Calcutta tonight. I came here with my mother and my son. What's my husband going to say if I come home without my son? And it's quite a predicament. So then she starts searching intensely. Where's my son? Where's my son? Asking, have you seen my son? What does he look like? Well, he looks like this, like that. So searching and trying to find her son. So this is really what we should come here for, not to search for a good hotel or search for a vegetarian restaurant, but search for Krishna. Search for Bhagavan. And we go to so many temples and so many holy places and so many sacred trees. Siddhabokul, and we bathe in the ocean. When Lord Chaitanya is bathing in the ocean, he bathes at night in the ocean. He bathes in the daytime in the ocean. So when we go in the daytime, he bathes around 12 o'clock in the ocean. So we can pray to the ocean. Oh, ocean, I'm searching. Ocean, have you seen my child? He's like 7 feet tall. My child is 7 feet tall. He's very golden color. And he's dressed like a sannyasi. Did you see my child? Oh yeah, he's floating here in this ocean of love. He's floating in the ocean of love, yes. Oh, can you help me find him? So is this an ocean or this is the ocean of love? Are we bathing in the ocean or are we bathing in the ocean of love? Yeah, this is Prem Sagar. This is Maha Prem, Maha Nidhi, great ocean. This is a great ocean. This is Maha Nidhi, this is a Maha Prem Nidhi. Prem Nidhi is another name for Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, another name of his is Prem Nidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Vidyanidhi, Prem Nidhi. So Mahaprabhu is bathing in the ocean of Prem. So we beg the ocean, oh ocean of Prem, please, I'm searching for my Lord. Can you please show my Lord to me? I'm paying obeisances to you. I'm showing some respect to you, putting some water on my head. Oh Ganga Maharani, you came here to serve Mahaprabhu and to serve Jagannath, Shweta Ganga, and you turned white when you relished that nectar of Krishna's association. So I'm already white, Shweta Ganga. But I'm not relishing the nectar of Krishna's association. I'm still searching for him. So it seems to me that this is separation, Vipralamba Kshetra. It's also called Vipralamba Kshetra. So if there's separation, then there's meeting. And what's between separation and meeting?
Searching.
You can't find something unless you lost something, that's separation. If you find something, that's meeting. So to find something you lost, what do you have to do?
Search.
You have to search. This is searching kshetra. So we've lost Krishna. And we're lost servants. Searching for the lost servant. So we're the lost servants of the Lord. Our entire life is fruitless, right? Pura jiva nishfal hoga. Hogya. So we should make our life successful. Not nishfal, but safal. Safal. Jivan Safa means Prem Prapti. Radha Krishna Prem Seva Prapti. This is Jivan Pura Safa, complete fruit of life. Prema Pumarta Mahan. Dharam Art Ka Moksha. Our moksha is Prema. Here, there, everywhere, anywhere, all times, anytime. Prem Seva Radha Krishna. This is desirable. This is attainable. and this is worth working for. And this is the whole meaning of seva, that we're searching for Krishna. Seva means searching for Krishna. Seva, S-E-V-A. Searching enthusiastically and very affectionately. Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasni Gaur Bhaktarinda Jai.